Hi everyone, and welcome to Willis Wrestling Reviews, a podcast where I will be reviewing and giving my opinions on wrestling shows weekly. This week's episode will be on the March 10th, 2023 SmackDown. We open the show with an excellently produced video package detailing the story that has been occurring with the Bloodline, as well as the Jey Uso turn that occurred on this week's Raw. We then jump backstage for a brief interaction between Paul Heyman and the Usos, before Kayla Braxton appears to ask Jey Uso why he attacked Sami Zayn on Monday. This leads to Jey Uso telling Kayla that he will tell everybody everything they need to know in the ring tonight. We then get into the opening match for this show, which was the number one contender's Fatal 5-Way match for the Intercontinental Championship. The match contained Xavier Woods, Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, Karrion Kross, and LA Knight. This was a fun, well-worked match where each man shined individually. The finish for this match was predictable, with Drew and Sheamus getting simultaneous pins over Xavier Woods and LA Knight to set up a triple threat, presumably, with Gunther for the IC Championship at WrestleMania. But all in all, fun match. 7 out of 10. We then get to the next segment, which is the first induction into the WWE Hall of Fame for 2023. This is announced to be Rey Mysterio, a very well-deserved spot for Rey, as he is one of the greatest of all time in this industry. Rey Mysterio then comes out and tells the crowd how grateful he is, but is immediately interrupted by the Judgment Day. Dominic comes out and said that his dad only has this position in the Hall of Fame because he forged a Hall of Fame career by missing Dominic's soccer games, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Dominic continues to run down Rey for a little bit longer before being interrupted by Legado del Fantasma. Santos Escobar tells Dominic that they were supposed to have a six-man tag match later in the night, but they're going to do it right now instead. The six-man tag team match then gets underway, Judgment Day versus Legado del Fantasma. Judgment Day pick up the win after about 10 minutes of solid action. Give this match a good 6.5 out of 10. We then get a promo from Dominic where he tells Rey that the only Hall of Fame that he belongs in is the Deadbeat Dad Hall of Fame, and that he should have been Eddie's son. This promo from Dominic was good in building up the rivalry and the inevitable match between Rey and Dominic. The next match was a tag team match between Braun Strowman and Ricochet and the Viking Raiders. While Braun Strowman and Ricochet are growing on me as a odd couple tag team, this match was just a bunch of meh. Normal SmackDown tag team match, the Viking Raiders are always good in ring, but nothing really to write home about here, just seemed directionless. Gonna give it a 5 out of 10. We then get a backstage segment between Adam Pearce and Gunther, where Gunther tells Adam Pearce that he tasked him with finding a challenger for his Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania, not multiple challengers. This leads Pierce to announcing that next week on SmackDown, it will be Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus in a number one contenders match for the Intercontinental Championship. This match should be really good, as these two have great chemistry in ring. I am still expecting this to turn into a triple threat at WrestleMania somehow, but either way, the match will be great. The next match on this week's SmackDown was Shotzi versus Charlotte Flair with Rhea Ripley at ringside. The match itself was not good, gonna give it a 2 out of 10. The promo preceding the match between Rhea Ripley and Charlotte was also not good. Nothing of relevance was said between the two. This entire build for this match has just seemed very much the same as Asuka and Bianca. If Rhea Ripley does not take the title from Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania, the entire story of this has been absolutely pointless, and the SmackDown Women's Division just seems lacking and directionless right now. The show closed out with a Jey Uso promo. The Usos came out to the ring, and Jey Uso said that he did not want to turn on Sami Zayn on Monday, but that he had to, because Jimmy Uso is his blood, and Sami Zayn is not. Jey said that anybody would do anything for their family, and Sami is not family. He then said that nobody in the crowd knows what he's been going through, and that the emotional turmoil he has been going through is all the fault of Sami Zayn. The Usos then stated that now that they have dealt with the Sami Zayn problem, the only problem left to deal with is Cody Rhodes. At this moment, Cody Rhodes' music hit, and he came out to the ring. The Usos began to get ready to fight Cody when Sami Zayn appeared from the crowd. A big brawl between all four men commenced, with Sami and Cody clearing the Usos out of the ring and standing tall to end SmackDown. Overall, this was a very average SmackDown with not much of substance happening. Gonna give the show an overall of 6 out of 10. The Fatal 5-Way at the beginning of the match was very good, and the Jey Uso promo was also very good. The middle of the show was not the best, with the Charlotte and Shotzi match being a particular low point, but overall, pretty average. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in next time.